Our story begins in Chuck's office at the rec center. Zoe has just interrupted a conversation between Chuck and Ellie.
Chuck, we have to tell Stacy the truth about who she really is, as soon as possible.
Zoe, we can't do that. It wouldn't be right.
You don't think Stacy has the right to know that Zelda was her mother?
We have no idea what her circumstances are. From what I can gather, she has no idea about any of this.
All the more reason to tell her.
Hi, Zoe. Look, I agree with Chuck here. I can see why you want to tell Stacy, but you can't just walk up to her and lay this on her.
And just who the hell do you think you are?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I'm Ellie Walker, Chuck's friend.
Friend? Yeah, right. Look, Ellie, Chucky here likes to get around, so just save yourself the trouble and bail out now. And as for what happens with my niece, it's none of your damn business.
Watch it, Zoe. Don't come into my office and talk to my friend like that.
My mother is not getting any better, Chuck. She may not have much time left, and I want her to meet her granddaughter now.
I understand how you feel, but you can turn this girl's life upside down. And we don't even know that she's Zelda's daughter for sure.
Come on, of course we do. And you might not be willing to step up to the plate here, but I am.
Don't do it, Zoe. You'd be making a huge mistake.
You're not worried about Stacy at all. You're worried about yourself and what Dara is going to think of her so-called father. You ran out on her mother, and now she'll know you did it a second time.
I didn't run out on Dara, or Stacy either for that matter.
I've got to get out of here. I don't know why I even bothered talking to you today.
Zoe, don't go to Stacy's.
Goodbye, Chuck.
Damn it!
So that's Zoe. Nice girl.
At Heidi's studio apartment, Clint has just arrived.
You don't have to come over here to check on me, Clint. I know I sounded pathetic on the phone.
No, you didn't. You have every right to feel the way you do.
How are you doing? How's your family?
It's been a rough week. Everyone is upset about my Uncle Mac, and I had to go to Lucas's funeral. Now Dara's on my case.
Dara is? Why?
I don't really want to get into it. It's too stupid for words.
You've always been a good listener for me. Why don't you let me return the favor?
I can't. I'm too embarrassed to even tell you anyway.
Clint, you see me blubbering in the middle of Wilson's Diner, so you shouldn't be embarrassed about anything with me.
This is different.
How?
Heidi, Dara thinks I shouldn't be spending so much time with you.
What? Are you serious?
I told you it was stupid. I don't know why. She knows we're just friends.
Has this been going on for a while? I know Dara's always been kind of cool to me.
Dara doesn't understand why you would want to hang out with someone my age.
I guess I don't think of us as that different. You've been such a good friend to me. I feel comfortable talking to you.
I feel the same. You treat me like an adult, Heidi. Most people see me as a kid, even Dara.
Age is just a number, Clint. You're more grown up than any of the guys that I've dated recently.
Really?
Yes. You've got it together, you're cute, you have everything going for you.
So do you, Heidi. And you're so easy to talk to, and you're beautiful.
You think I'm beautiful?
Of course. You have the most amazing eyes.
Come on.
You do, Heidi. I...
What?
Never mind.
Tell me. Just tell me what you're thinking.
I was so tempted to kiss you just then.
Clint, you're so sweet.
I'm sorry if I crossed the line.
You didn't. If you weren't with Derek and a little older, I'd definitely be making a play for you.
I'm starting to see that Dara sees me as a boy, but I feel like a man, Heidi. Especially with you.
In the Westside Psych Ward group therapy room, Mandy is talking with Dan.
Dan, are you ready for this?
I think this is a bad idea, Mandy.
But you agreed to help me. Now, don't back out on me now.
I'm not. Don't worry. I have nothing to lose anymore.
What is your story, Dan? Where's your family?
Let's just do this if we're going to do it.
Fine. But we have to be careful because that bitch, Nurse Grimm, is still looking around. She's been here all day.
God, I hate that woman.
So I'm going to pretend like I'm deathly ill, and as soon as that guard comes over, you're going to take care of him. You got it?
Yes, Mandy, it was my idea.
Okay, then let's do it. Oh, God, somebody help me. Something is wrong.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.